Near Grand Island, Nebraska, on a windy afternoon in mid-September, hamburgers sizzle on a hot charcoal grill outside a food stand at Husker Harvest Days, an annual farm show focused on irrigated agriculture. In this water-troubled year, there's plenty to talk about. I ask Skip Kelly from the north central town of Page about the harvest as he's sitting down for lunch. Kelly says when he started running his combine through his non-irrigated cornfields, he wasn't sure what he would find.
The hills were burnt up. There were zero bushels on the hills. Only yields come out of low ground. Yielded 50 bushels.
That's 50 bushels of corn per acre. Could have been worse, Kelly says. But in fields where he pumps groundwater for irrigation, he could bring in three, maybe four times that.
Well, we've been hearing reports over 200. So a lot of guys are hoping for 185 to 200. That would be very good.
That would be close to normal in one of the driest years on record. With corn prices riding high, that's quite the competitive advantage. Consider that a University of Nebraska-Lincoln study says the drought could shrink corn yields by 40% in dryland fields in Iowa, while yields for irrigated corn in Nebraska may end up only 8% lower than expected. But Mike Clements wonders whether there will be enough water for next year.
When the numbers come in, I think they are going to be astronomical.
Clements is manager of the Lower Republican Natural Resources District, which regulates groundwater irrigation for a portion of south central Nebraska. He says farmers in his area saved up water allowances over the last couple of wet years and then poured it on this summer. The impact is unmistakable when he looks at the Harlan County Reservoir from his office window.
At the beginning of the irrigation season, this reservoir was over a foot into the flood pool. I mean, it was full, plumb full. Now it has dropped about 10 feet.
If the Harlan County Reservoir stays at its current low level, it could trigger restrictions on irrigation in southern Nebraska. Linda Fox of Pratt, Kansas, is already working under water restrictions. Fox farms corn and soybeans, along with some wheat and cotton in south central Kansas, where she says the drought started last year.
Everybody overpumped. Everybody tried to, finish their crops that they had in the ground. And the state is monitoring us, and yes, we are having to cut back this year.
Lane Letourneau manages water appropriations for the Kansas Division of Water Resources. He says temporary restrictions are possible for farmers like Fox, but many people are avoiding penalties by signing up for new multi-year irrigation accounts. Letourneau says it allows farmers to pump extra water in 2012, but will force them to conserve water later. The goal is to even out losses from sources like the Ogallala Aquifer.
We are seeing huge declines, like right south of Garden City. We saw, 10 feet of decline in, on average just in 1 year. We've seen 28 feet over the last 3 years, and so there's some areas very concerning to us.
Normal rain and a snowy winter in the Rockies could quickly refill diminished rivers and reservoirs in Nebraska and Kansas, but underground aquifers are slower to respond. So while irrigation kept many farmers from feeling the worst of the drought in 2012, some farmers may need to give their water sources some time off to keep their edge in dry years ahead. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.